T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
By the way, and thank you very much for calling, and I'm interrupting your talking and my talking to you, and with the two of us talking together. Breaking news from Joel Sherman and Ken Davidoff. Nobody is going to believe what I'm about to say. And we have confirmed it here. Oh, jeez. You have to be kidding me with this picture. Well, you're not going to believe me. I'm not making this up. No shtick. This is hard to believe. Is this another one of these burner accounts? Is this another one of those phony, fake, made up with the Jets and with the reporter and with everything with Adam Gase? I haven't acknowledged that over the last couple of days, and I refuse, and I'm not so sure about this. Here is the breaking news from two creditable reporters, Joel Sherman and Ken Davidoff. Yoenis Cespedes, the ankle fractures that he suffered last year came during an incident with a wild boar. Hello! A wild boar. And I've got the article. They printed it out. Peter ended with Paulie on the other side. They printed. I'll read some of it. In May, when Yoenis says, a wild boar. You can't make this a wild boar. And there's a picture here with Cespedes. What is that? The head of a wild boar? It's like from Jurassic Park. It's the size of a dinosaur, this head. Is that a real boar? This is not true. You know what, Joel Sherman? We used to have, like, credibility with Davidoff. They're two great reporters. I'm not so sure. They have a picture with the article. Yoenis Cespedes is pictured on his ranch with a wild boar. The head is the size of a small high-rise building. With the nose and with the snorting here. Let me read just a bit of this, and then I promise to get back to the... In May, when Yoenis Cespedes fractured his right ankle at his Port St. Lucie ranch, Mets GM Brody Van Wagenen described a violent fall, but provided no context how the fall occurred. Now, the same was true last month, when it was revealed that Cespedes and the Mets agreed to a restructuring of his contract that, among other things, will cost him a minimum of $15.5 million and could cost him as much as almost $30 million. We understand from earlier reports that he was scheduled to make $29.5 million, is going to make around $6 million. So here, that's how the accident happened. He's lucky he may be alive here. What is a ball player? Oh, the next paragraph, hold on. The Post has learned all involved parties agreed that Cespedes was injured on the ranch, stepping into a hole after an interaction with a wild boar. You think if you live long enough, the less surprised about anything you should be, and then you're not. Because here is a major league ball player who was missing most of last season, not because of a baseball-related injury, and never mind that when the Mets were in Miami, where he was supposedly rehabbing with boars, apparently he didn't find the time going out boar hunting. One boar, it says here in the article, was removed from a trap, perhaps by Cespedes. What in God's name is he doing around wild boars? This is how you rehab? This is how you take care of your feet? This is how you take care of your ankles? You're hanging around wild boars? There's something wrong with this man. And listen, wild boars! Cespedes apparently says here, one boar was removed from a trap, perhaps by Cespedes, and either charged toward Cespedes or startled him, causing Cespedes to step into a hole. Cespedes suffered the fractured ankle at a time when he was recovering from surgery to both heels that already was jeopardizing his playing status in 2019. The ankle fracture guaranteed that he would not take an at-bat at all last season. What in God's name? He's hanging around wild boars! 1-877, please, somebody help me here get through this, because first of all, it's Daniel Snyder yesterday wishing everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Now we're finding out he injures himself with the boars.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.